Paso, Texas in 1975. It went well, but beforehand, she was a wreck, she says. Before she walked on stage, she was in the dressing room. All of her stage clothes were scattered across the floor. And she was thinking, this isn't going to work. Nothing fit right. Nothing looked good. Nothing felt comfortable. She said she was sick to her stomach. And as soon as she got on stage, it all went away. Lindsay also remembers having to go through some musical changes during the first tour. Here's Lindsay Buckingham.
If you go back to what Stevie and I had done, it was very guitar-based. It was a lot of finger-picking within tracks that had drums and everything on it. There was a sound, and that sound, even the guitar I was playing live, was not suitable for the pre-existing sound of Fleetwood Mac. And so there was a lot of adapting to do as an instrumentalist.
There was an album that got a lot of attention, actually, before they joined called Buckingham Nicks. If you like finger picking and acoustic and those guys, you should go check it out. There's a good story about Bob Dylan and Al Kooper. Al Kooper eventually did Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the first album of it. But he was in a recording studio. Dylan's recording Like a Rolling Stone. And Al Kooper just went into the recording studio and said, hey, dude, what are you doing? And then he does this little keyboard part for it. And then they go to Bob Dylan and say, dude, sorry. He's not even supposed to be in here. And Bob Dylan said, it's my studio. I like what he did. He stays. And apparently he stayed a long time because on Blonde on Blonde, he did most of the musical arranging on that. But he had one song he really, really liked, and Bob Dylan just made him wait and wait and wait. Here's Al Kooper.
I was sort of like the musical director on the Blonde on Blonde record because I was the only one that knew the song, so I would get there early and teach the musicians the songs, and at the same time, if I had any arrangement ideas, I would do that. So this great arrangement for this song, I kept saying to him, let's do I Want You. And he made me wait till the last song on the album, 2 weeks of recording, and then finally we cut it. But it came out great. That's my favorite track on the record.